Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we're continuing the halachas of Hayitzah on Shabbos, of transferring something in Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. And today we'll discuss wearing a rain hat or a rain covering over your hat or a rain bonnet on Shabbos in a place where there's no Eruv. So Ramah writes in Simon Shin Aleph Sif Yudalid, writes, also le'isha litein beged al tzi'ifa p'nei ha-gashomim she'en zederech malbush, which means you're not allowed to take a piece of clothing, an article of clothing, and put it over your head covering in order to cover the head covering from the rain. That's also due on Shabbos. But the Magen Avraham says, if you're wearing this head covering in order to cover your hair as well, or your shoulders as well, to protect yourself from the rain, then it's mutter. And it comes out from this halacha that there are three dinim you have to remember, three rules, and then you can apply it to other things. Number one, if you're wearing a beged derech malbush, which you're wearing it in a regular way that you wear clothing, so then you could wear it even though you're only putting it on or to protect the coat under it, not to protect your body. Number two, if you are carrying a beged over your head, like you carry it over your head, like carrying a box, that's pasha, that's called carrying, even if you're doing it to protect your body. The third rule is that if you're wearing the beged on your head, but you're not wearing it derech malbush, for example, you're taking a sweater and you're putting it over your head, so technically wearing it, but not wearing it derech malbush, then it depends. If that sweater is on top of your head to protect your hat, so then it's called carrying. If it's there to protect yourself from the rain, then it's mutter. Those are the rules, and now we'll apply them. So first of all, that's pashut. You're allowed to wear a raincoat, even though the whole purpose of this raincoat is just to protect your coat. For example, someone's wearing a nice wool coat that's keeping him warm, but it's raining outside, he's not going to get wet, but he doesn't want to ruin the coat. So he wears a plastic raincoat over the coat. The halacha is that's mutter on Shabbos, not called carrying. Why? Because you're wearing that coat, derech malbush, therefore that's not called carrying. The shaila starts that these hats, certain rain covers that are made for hats, a lot of times someone has a biba hat, there's a chesisha hat, they wear it, and people used to wear it before they came out the shen coat, where there's a coat where the hood is attached to the coat, then you alleviate all the problems of carrying. Before that was invented, you had these rain covers that were fitted to the hat, and you put it on top of the hat. It's a mutter to go out with such a rain cover on Shabbos. So it was a big machloikis ha-paiskim. And Lamaisa, Ramosha Feinstein, and others said it was usher, because it's not considered you're wearing that beged in a normal way. It's a cover over your hat. It's not a normal way of wearing a beged. And therefore, since it's not there to protect the guf, it's considered carrying. There were some who are matish m'shabbos kechasa, but most of the paiskim hold it's usher. Now, if you're wearing this head covering that could also cover your neck or your something else from getting wet, cover your body, then it's mutter. And therefore, a lady's rain bonnet, since it's made in a way that covers the face and covers the neck, therefore it's mutter to wear on Shabbos even in a place without an Erev. Why? Because it's not only there to cover the sheitel, it's also there to cover the body, and therefore, even though it's not mamash derech levisha, it's mutter and it's not called carrying. Now, if it's something that someone would be embarrassed to wear after it stops raining, that might be another reason not to wear it, because you might come to carry it after it stops raining. Some say that's a gzeira, that you shouldn't wear such a thing that you might take off. And that's pashut, that you cannot wear a bag over your hat on Shabbos, because that's for sure carrying. Because that's definitely not derech levisha, and like we spoke out, anything that's not worn in a normal way of wearing something, so then, if it's there just to cover the hat, it's definitely called carrying on Shabbos.